Texte numéro 18. Beyond Banksy, the other British street artists you should know. The Bristol-based Enigma is making the news again, but he is only part of a thriving UK scene with a long history. At the bottom of Leonard Street, at a venue called the Dragon Bar, guerrilla artists from across the UK were converging to make fresh work. It was the hub of what was happening in the British street art scene, recalled Ben Einer, a former barman at the venue and one of the most successful street artists in the world today. There were people like myself, Banksy, D-Face and other kids doing lots of stuff around there. Decades on, one of those kids, Banksy, is a globally recognised name whose work sells for millions and fills countless newspaper columns. In fact, the anonymous Bristol-based artist is the UK's third most popular artist, after Vincent van Gogh and Leonardo da Vinci. Analogous with East London's evolution, Banksy's rise to stardom also demonstrates the commercialisation of an industry that once existed in the shadows. But regardless of this change, street art still has massive appeal for young people. Inky, one of the best-known graffiti writers to emerge out of Bristol alongside Banksy in 3D, said he regularly held workshops for young people, and it's one of the most popular classes. My team recently worked with over 260 kids at WOMAD Festival, and they all learned basic calligraphy and spray can skills, he said. Does it still appeal to young people? Yeah, definitely, said Ina. Street art stems from graffiti, and graffiti is exciting. Spray paint is exciting. Tagging your name on the side of the wall is exciting. Getting chased by the police is exciting. You learn how to express yourself. It gives you an identity. Most street artists or graffiti writers have an alter ego that they make famous. Banksy could be a boring middle-aged man with two little kids. But when he goes out under the mask of Banksy, he's a little bit of a superhero. He puts on his Banksy cape and off he goes. There's an additional appeal. Painting on walls and shutters offers an opportunity to engage with a community that would feel intimidated by traditional galleries and museums. For me, street art is about painting for people, Mr. Sen said. Painting in a more deprived area where people need uplifting. Ina added, you just walk down the street and see something and you're like, oh my God, hey Jimmy, look at that. It's accessible, and I think, generally, getting your face out of your iPhone, opening your eyes and looking around is a healthy thing to do. Adapted from The Guardian, August 2024.